So, now that you know what the blueprint or the basic structure of a story should look like, let's turn our attention to what your brain has to be able to do in order to create stories. Now, one of the key pieces that most good storytellers use inside their brain is the ability to imagine or visualize the actual story as they describe it. Think about it. If you're imagining the story vividly, then all you have to do is describe the story rather than trying to remember what the story is or the text or the sound of it. So I want to really work with your imagination to really shape it to the position where you can create these wonderful stories, which all you have to do is look at and describe and really enjoy yourself. Now, the technique that I've developed for this, I call a strange new world. Before I show you the actual exercise that develops this brain state, I want to let you know a few things. First of all, this technique is a variation of something developed by someone else called image streaming. Now, image streaming has been proved to raise your IQ level by several points if you do it regularly over a period of time. I want you to know this because one of the side effects of becoming a good storyteller is that you'll also become more intelligent as a result of the exercises that will train you to do this. So as you launch yourself into this exercise, I want you to keep bearing in the back of your mind the fact that you're also making yourself more intelligent as you're practicing the art of storytelling. Now, the storytelling exercise, the very first one to warm up your brain, is something I call the strange new world. And the exercise is very simple. What you have to do is, inside your mind, imagine a world that no one has seen before. Now, I don't want you to sit down and think about it and analyze about it like for hours on end. This is going to be a spontaneous exercise. When I teach these in live seminars, what we do is we get people to group into small groups of 4 or 5 people. Then we'll take one person, spin them in a circle to confuse them. When the circle spinning stops, they have to open their eyes up and immediately start describing some random scene they've never seen before. The only rule about this is you have to speak a little bit faster than you can think. Describe the scenery that comes out one little bit at a time, full of enthusiasm, full of excitement, because it helps your mind to generate the right things. Don't try and analyze it, don't try and be good, just describe whatever comes into your mind. Start off with one little thing, perhaps you see grass, start describing the grass, and then the next thing happens, and the next thing happens, and the next thing happens. In a moment I'll give you a demonstration of what I mean, but the key pieces of this are: number one, imagine a scene that no one has ever seen before, a strange new world. Number two is get excited and enthused. Number three, speak this out loud. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to actually say the words out loud. Remember, you're practicing storytelling, not story thinking, not fantasizing, but storytelling, which means your mouth has to be engaged. There's a different neurological circuit that's being created when you speak out loud. Now, the easiest way to do this is to get a group of friends together and do it together. You can even do this on the phone with people. The important thing is that you practice this and do this a lot. Just keep practicing this. Remember, keep talking, don't think about it, just do it and let your mouth just go a little bit faster than you can keep up with it. Here's my example of one. I close my eyes, I shake myself around a little bit just to shake things up, and suddenly, whoa, here I am on the middle of a pirate ship. Over there, there's like a big mast of the old wooden sort of ships with a sail. The sail is white with a big red cross on it. There's a black flag with a white skull and bones on top of it. On top of the crow's nest, there's a sailor, a pirate, with a little red bandana and an eye patch. In front of me is like a Blackbeard type pirate with a peg leg and a scimitar or a sword raised above the head. He's about to come and chop me up. Over behind him, there's this huge crossbow bolt ballista type machine that's aimed right at me. There are all these pirates that are beginning to come over the top of the sides of this pirate ship. They have knives in their mouths and they're all ugly and they all have misshapen heads and things, and they have a beard. Over there, the top of the deck, there is a woman in a white dress. It's like a damsel in distress, and it's my job to save her. Now, stop and see what happened there for a moment. Notice that what I was doing was just describing a scene, and it flowed naturally, one piece after the other. All I started with was seeing this wooden deck, which was empty. Then I saw the mast, which I described. Then the mast created the sail created the crow's nest. Then I saw the pirate, made me see the captain. Then I saw the people coming over the board. Then I saw the damsel in distress. These images all came one after the other. They didn't exist when I started the whole thing in itself. The other thing which is interesting to note with this exercise is, notice how a story, a plot line, develops almost by itself. The purpose isn't to have this plot line, by the way. It's purely to create a description of a scene you've never seen before in your life. When you start off doing this exercise, at first, all you need to do is keep it up for about a minute or so. That'll be taxing enough. Build your repertoire up. Build your ability to trust your mind up so you can start telling it for 5 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes at a go. If you do this, you'll really be hardwiring your brain to be able to do the first step, the foundational step of being an exceptional storyteller. Remember, this exercise is actually easier when you have someone to talk to. So sit down with a friend in a coffee shop, call them up on the phone, and just use it as a game to play just to keep yourselves amused. But as you're doing this, bear in mind, not only are you raising your IQ level, but you're actually creating that brain state, you're hardwiring your neurology to become great at what you're doing. I recommend that you do this for up to 5 minutes a day for several weeks in order to build this. I actually do this exercise almost every day to warm myself up for the day ahead. So it's really worthwhile to practice this well.